Hiccup fumbled for his sword, but the stretcher point had fallen out of reach. Hiccup opened his mouth to shout for help, but no noise came out.
"Help me," he mouthed soundlessly. "Help me."
Somebody appeared from nowhere, grabbed the scullion around the throat, and killed it with one blow from his sword. It was Stoic the Vast. The strange grip the treasure had on Stoic loosened as soon as he saw his son's life was in danger. He left Baggy Bum the Beer Belly to carry the chest to the ship. He was holding the storm blade in his right hand and an axe in his left.
"Move!"
yelled Stoic the Vast. Hiccup moved. He stumbled across the sand. He could hear more of the creatures bounding after him.
"I'm not going to make it to the boats in time," he thought to himself.
There was a hollow tree trunk sunk into the sand in front of him.
"Climb under the tree! Climb under the tree!"
screeched Toothless. Hiccup scrambled under it in the nick of time. He could hear a scullion's jaws clanging together just as he pulled his ankle through the dip in the sand below the tree. The scullion was too large to follow him, but it pushed its revolting, quivering nose through the gap, and it started to gnaw at the wood around the hole. Hiccup grabbed a bone lying on the ground and shoved it as hard as he could up one gigantic nostril. The scullion fell back with a howl of anguish. There was a sickening crash from above as a scullion landed on top of the tree, and then another, and another. Hiccup could hear horrible scratchings as they worried away with their teeth trying to break through the wood. Way above that, Toothless was screaming continuously,
"Help! Help! Help!"
Hiccup swiped at another nose appearing at the hole. All around him, at the edges of the tree trunk, he could hear the scrabbling sound of creatures digging through the sand. It was only a question of time before one of them broke through. Through a crack at eye level, Hiccup could see his father fighting his way towards him up the beach. His dragon hadn't deserted him. Noble Newt's Breath was recklessly tearing into the back of a scullion three times larger than himself that was about to leap at Stoic. A scullion talon pierced the tree trunk, so close to Hiccup that it grazed his chest as it went through. The head and shoulders of the scullion appeared in the gaping hole the talon had made. It opened its jaws so wide Hiccup could see right down its black throat. Hiccup screamed and fell backwards. Just as the creature lunged forwards to kill him, Hiccup was grabbed around the ankle by one of Stoic's hairy hands and pulled back through the hole he had climbed in. Stoic dragged him out and lifted him up.
"Put your arms up," bellowed Stoic.
Newt's Breath, hovering overhead, took hold of Hiccup's arms with his talons and carried him up into the air. Toothless grabbed one leg, struggling to help. Newt's Breath spread out his great wings to their fullest extent. The scullions chased after them as they flew, leaping up to bite at Hiccup like dogs after a titbit. Newt's Breath groaned with the strain of trying to get enough height to keep Hiccup out of range of their snapping jaws. Every now and then, the effort became too much for him, and to Hiccup's terror, he plunged suddenly downwards towards the beach. There was one very close call when Hiccup swung his body out of the way just in time as one of the monsters made a tremendous leap and nearly took his legs off at the knee. By the time they got to the sea, Newt's Breath's strength had gone, and Hiccup's ankles were dragging in the water. But they were safe. Scullions cannot swim, and they loathe the water.